son torobobo. Rikobo, panini, borobo, sitaribo. Kashatiri baba, kasantari baba. Rakoba kosanta. Sheba kasantari baba. Roba baba baba baba, kasantari baba. Sherebo boko son torobobo. Inananana, naraba kasantari bo. That lady had to wait for months. She waited till she traveled. Some things are unbelievable. We give you the praise. Thank you for the car accident. The lady sustained a stitch in the head, but that's a shadow of what the devil wanted to do. We give you the praise. Thank you for testimonies that have already shared. We thank you. We thank you. Cause us celebrate you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Let me get started tonight by welcoming the person on your left. If the person knows the answer, you bypass the person. Welcome them to church. God bless you. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Guys. I would have spent time worshiping God more because he's been faithful to this house. You know, I can't wait to share this testimony. I'm sure you still watch it physically. But you know the person I told you that the parents brought here and I cursed the cancer and everything? They brought out the medical report today. God has done it. If you like, clap that way. I've already clapped for Jesus. That's the same way the person you're standing for or your own will come. Let's give the Lord a big hand, somebody. Amen. Be seated. Amen. So I want to teach you from that testimony what I want to teach you tonight. Is not any new scripture. It's what I've taught before. Even though I'm not teaching the same message. But anything can happen to you. You can change your world. In Luke 21:15. Let me start from there. For I will give you a mouth. And I will teach you how to use the mouth. It's not something you learn in school. It's not something most people, most online personality will teach you. They don't know about it. They've heard it before. It's very simple, but very hard to do. If I will sample everybody in this place or the people listening to me, maybe only 5% does what I'm preaching. They do it for a while. When I preach it, they don't live their life like that. Why haven't you asked the question? Why do I keep hearing and I don't do it? There's a devil on the loose who wants you to fill your mouth is for food alone. Sometimes you speak for a while, you don't see results. You keep quiet. Psalm 32 says, when I kept quiet, my bones grew old. If you shut your mouth, you shut your life. I will give you a mouth and wisdom that none of your adversary, even if he doesn't have a name, will be able to contradict or resist. Jesus said something, I want to pray for somebody, I don't know who you are. He said, when the prince of this world came to me, he found nothing in me. I pray for you. As you go back for that test, you will find nothing in you. Let your amen remove this roof. Your amen cannot sound like your neighbor's amen. I say we'll find nothing in you. Your test will be a clear bill. If you believe it, shout threefold amen. I want to read from 1 Samuel 17 from verse 41. 1 Samuel 17 from verse 41. I will tell you the story more than this, but I just want to read these few verses. So the Philistines came and began drawing near to David. You know I'm talking about Goliath. And the man who bore the shield. So somebody bore the shield. So big. He went before him. And when the Philistine, or Philistine, depending on where you're from, looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. How many have been disdained for being beautiful, being handsome. They say, ah, good evening. Is your daddy at home? That's how some people think a pastor should look. So the Philistines said to David, am I a dog that you have come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. What? Somebody bought a shield. Armor from head to toe. You, oh, come on, talk to me. So the real battle is not what you are seeing. And the Philistine said, come to me. I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Wanted to intimidate him. Then David said, he didn't keep quiet. He said to the Philistines, not to God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah, this he said to the Philistine, you have come to me with a sword and with spear. Remember, the entire Israel did not have a sword. If anybody should respect the sword, it should be David. He said, you have come with all those with the javelin. But I've come in the name. He didn't even regard the curse as anything. Come on, talk to me. That's the same way. In this service, I tear that clinical prophecy. If I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to everybody. If I'm talking to you, let your amen remove this roof. Have you heard a testimony before that somebody said, I shouted amen in the crowd like pastor was talking to me and it happened for me? That's the same way I will see your face on the screen. David said to the Philistine, you come with javelin, but I come in the name, not even the stones, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you defy, not the armies of Saul. Verse 46 or 45. This day, not tomorrow, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Not because I fought 44 battles and I didn't. No. The Lord, and I will strike you. One of the messages I'm preparing for CGWC, the Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. Woo! Oh, you don't want to miss that message. The Lord walking with them. And I will strike you and take your head from you. He had stones. What will he use? And this day, today, I will give the carcasses of the camp of Philistines to the birds of the air. Goliath just made one statement. See what he's receiving. Hello, somebody. I'll give them to the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth will know that there is a God in Israel. Let's read 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword. You know why you're doing? You have 5 million in the account. When I talk like this, I look like somebody that is rich. No. I'm just telling you, the Lord does not see by those things. All this assembly will know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hands. How many people are fighting? One person. What did he use? Our. Because angels too are fighting. I prophesy to you, you'll come back with a testimony. You'll come back with a testimony. The way I've sang today is the same way I will sing on your behalf. If you believe it, shout an amen that will remove this roof. At the Valley of Elah, the children of Israel could not advance by the word. There was no word. Because Saul was shaken. The sun was shaken. The entire army was shaken. Twice a day, not once a day, twice a day, morning and evening, Goliath will come out and say, ah, for now, you've not found anybody. It's once and for all. If I win, the Philistines will flee. If you, one person that you bring, that guy was representing the the devil nega nogide. If you notice where the fight occurred, it was at the valley outside Jerusalem. When Adam and Eve sinned, they chased him out of Eden to the wilderness. Valley of Elah was a wilderness situation. And for 40 days, he was shouting, give me a man. The first man was defeated. Give me a man. Where was Jesus tempted? In the wilderness. He was driven by the Holy Ghost there. Because if you will save man, go to where man is. Hallelujah. Twice a day, for 40 days, the 20th day should have attacked them. He was waiting. It was the 81st time that David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? For the first time, somebody spoke covenant. Today, you will know that the doctors have said what they wanted. The financial analyst has said how far he knows. Some people don't know what you're talking about. They say claim it and name it. They don't understand that there's a God in heaven. I prophesy to you, your case will be the Bible that will read. James said, I've been hearing about the Lord, but now I see the Lord. I say your case will be the one they will see. If I'm talking to you, shout amen, somebody. Nobody could confront Goliath for 40 days. Nobody. Not because they didn't want to. If they didn't want to, they wouldn't go for the war in the first place. When they saw him, they were terrified. So twice a day, fear grabbed their heart. The same way you're sitting here and fear don't let you sleep. Fear is not the thing, but the fear of the thing. That's what the devil uses. Fear. So Saul said, David, you want to go? Very soon, this boy will die. Let me do my part as a king. Take my armor. What was the king wearing when he removed the armor? Nothing. If Goliath charges and they kill all Israel, Saul would have had nothing. This is the best thing I can give to you. Remember, Saul was cursed. The armor was cursed because there was no blacksmith in Israel. Only the king and the king's son was protected like that. So the king said, you know what? Choose what I have. Since you are bold. David actually wore it. Said, sir, I've not proven this. I'm here to let you know. That thing you're depending on has not been proven. I'm not saying don't go to school. I'm not saying don't do business. I'm not saying don't save. In fact, the CGWC, one of the major causes about savings. But don't depend on that. You rest on the arm of flesh too much. You rest on Egypt that has thorns. When you rest on it, it will prick you. I'm a son of a politician. I've seen people go up and come down. Too many for you to convince me. I'm not talking about normal people that have normal money. Stupendous money. They went down. I was thinking of someone day before yesterday. That is the person still alive? Nobody could imagine that choir stick will exist without this person. It's gone. You mentioned his name to some millennials, they don't remember anymore. Say after me, my times are in God's hands. I will never expire. Amen. So at the Valley of Elah, Goliath was threatening the people. I don't know what's threatening you. You know what happened at the Valley of Elah? War cries and display. Hey, 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 hey. Anybody can say hey. Hey. I said, go and face Goliath. You have the degree like thermometer. I'm not against degree. You can make more. I'm a professor. I'm this. If you come to my office, I'm this. We know. Can you face God? If something comes out of the wall in your house, can you confront it? Saul. So having a military uniform Making Google, hey, is not enough. Can you? This boy was a hunter, was just in the bush. Family had abandoned him. He's the boy that had the solution. I pray in the name of Jesus. Everyone in this place, everyone listening to me, you'll be empowered from heaven. Anybody who has oppressed you in time past will pay for it. None shall escape. If you believe in a threefold amen, somebody. So who is Goliath? Let me quickly say this. I've said it before, but just in case you're just hearing for the first time. Jezebel is gone, but the spirit exists. And you'd be stupid to think there's a female spirit. There are men with Jezebel's spirit. They manipulate. There are men with Jezebel's spirit. John came and operated in the spirit of Elijah. John the Baptist came and operated in the spirit of Elijah. Elijah is gone. But the spirit, when God gives something, it doesn't return to heaven. There's a spirit of Samson. When you are anointed and you can remove the gate, but you have a butt in your life. It's something you must fight. When you get home, be on your own and say, which spirit am I contending with? Hallelujah. So, there's a spirit of Pharaoh. A spirit that says you won't go far. You will go, but not far. So you are content where you are. That's why I'm praying for somebody. Where you are right now, in the name, Proverbs 14 is your portion. You will shine ever brighter unto the prophet. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. So what spirit is Goliath? He's a bossing enemy. He didn't touch them for 40 days. Twice, he will boast and go back. Who is boasting concerning you? Who has said things concerning you? Who has said you will not grow? Who is expressing your obituary? Who is it? Amen. Amen. Maybe God gave you a deliverance. You showed up when they were not expecting you. And instead of them to be happy, some were looking at you like, hey, so God helped you. We will still see. They will. A hunter that is monitoring God will monitor for life. In the name of Jesus, God will not hand you over to the will of your adversary. What is Goliath? Boosting enemies. Please, let me correct myself. Unrepentant, boasting enemies. Until you kill him. The only language you understand is violence. Number two, what is Goliath? Let me, from the text I've read to you, let's describe Goliath. Saul says, ha, David, you can fight him. He's been a man of war from his youth. What does that tell you? Experience. Cleverly devised strategy that before you wake up, you are 50. So you mean that my uncle, you know, somebody was praying investigative prayer. That doesn't mean your uncle is in charge of your problem. And began to pray. It is the uncle she likes the most. I said, where is she going? Who told her she's going? What about my daughters? When she saw him in the dream, and I went to confront him, the uncle came out and said, huh? Is that how you behave in this family? How old are you? You want me to send you where I sent your parents? Cleverly devised the course she did in school, every single thing the uncle determined. How she spent everything the parents left, the uncle determined. I'm praying for somebody here. This week, the Lord will reveal your adversary to you. Every cleverly concealed warfare shall be opened up to you. Goliath is an enemy that has experience. You know, somebody took sand from the tire of a man traveling and spoke to the sand and returned it. The driver told the man, the express route has become two. Which one shall I follow? The man raised his eyes from reading the newspaper and saw the express route has become two. Not that they told him, he saw it. He said, turn right, enter the bush. It happened to him. Cleverly devised problems. The one you can't pray about. The one you don't even know where he's from. Anybody here fighting enigma? Sorry, what the message I brought here today. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will outlast the problem. Let every problem programmed to kill you backfire right now. If you believe it, let your image sound like thunder. Number three, I don't have time. Goliath had a support. If I had support, the army of the Philistines, let's leave them. Let's talk about the guy that bore the shield. Someone helped him. He's been a man of war from a youth. Nobody dared. In fact, when David charged towards him, he was shocked. He said, because everybody ran away from him. You can imagine when the Goliath came out, when your problem comes up when you receive the letter, when they measure your name, when someone says, please see my office, I'd fill in the blanks. How do you feel? Number four, because of time, Goliath is an enemy that disdains. It intimidates you that you won't even know what you carry. That's why I'm praying for somebody here. Every clinical prophecy that wants to kill you before your time, I tear it in pieces. That's the only reason why I shared the testimony I shared. Because some of you have thought, let me just die. Oh, I can't make money. Let me just change church. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. When you share your testimony, people will not believe. Why? You will not look like where you're coming from. If you believe it, shout him like fire. He intimidated David. He must have laughed in the Greek. You. Have you looked at me? The enemy will show you many YouTube, many people that have died. Things. People that have not even gone through half of what. The question you don't ask is that, do they know what you know? Have they done what you've done? Someone like me, I've never worked anywhere before, except here. I had options, but I followed God. I may not get everything right. Think about what you've done, unconsciously or consciously. Even if you made mistakes, there's a God in heaven that can turn things around for you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the will of the enemy will not come to pass in your life. God, next thing, God does not save by size. Saul was taller than everyone in Israel. Not just tall, shoulder above everyone. He couldn't face Goliath. David was fine. He was ruddy. There's one, something they didn't tell you about David. David was not as tall as Saul. But he knew God.
Those who don't know their God will be exploited. But those who know their God shall do not just exploit, great exploit. In the name of Jesus, after this service, your testimonies will make news in this city. In the name of Jesus. Saul was not only tall, he had a sword. God was so saved by those things. And David understood. That was why I read it to you. He said, today, all the assembly, because everybody depended on Saul, they took him straight to Saul. All the assembly will know that God does not save by sword or by spear. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will do your own work. You will do everything right. But God will step in. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who is Goliath? Goliath is an enemy that bears shield on the surface. Behind, he gets home and wait till 12 midnight to curse you. You're doing business together. You're doing things together. You thought it was about tie and suits. Goliath cursed David. Not just in Ogobeta, by his God. In other words, he was reciting incantation. David was like, huh? No wonder he came to intimidate. The intimidation was not about the size. He was using jars. Therefore, everything intimidating you, let them bow before you now. Anything causing you to walk out of faith, you are about to go to that man, go for that prophet, do anything to survive. You now hate God. That's the script the enemy wrote for you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will stand out in the name of Jesus. But this is what I want to say. I'm getting somewhere with this message. A child of the devil knew how to curse by his God. A child of the devil knew how to curse by his God. I pray for you. As you open your mouth, God will honor you. God will endorse you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. This guy cursed by a demon. Anybody cursing you by a demon shall receive a sevenfold from the Lord in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you a question. With the five stones and the sling and everything, could Goliath not squeeze David? Hello? Why is he reciting incantation? Whenever you are covenant minded, you become a threat. It's not your size we're talking about. David also cursed him by his God. He didn't keep quiet. Every Hebrew prophecy over you, today I command it reversed. Any spoken word against you, anyone listening to me, any ill spoken word spoken against you, today, as your pastor, I reverse it right now. A curse without curse will not align to his inherent victim. David said, today, I wish I had time to read it. Read from 46. I will strike you and take your head from you. This day, I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. What was David doing? That's where I'm going with this message. He was prophesying. You don't really win battles by not prophesying. You will say things and people that don't understand what you are operating in will say, why are you let people blow your trumpet now. Why are you... I like pastor, but I don't like the way he talks sometimes. I'm talking about what you say, and the devil will remind you that, what if the opposite happens? What will you do? To prophesy means to be a fortune teller. to be foretelling how things will end. I want to ask you a question because you are hearing this message for someone else. How will what you're going through, how will it end? Say it. No, say it. When you start saying it, then you are prophesying. Oh, we will wait and see how it will go. That's what the devil wants you to do. What if I say it and doesn't come to pass? What did you lose? Nothing. Some of you have spoken and it went to the root of the matter. Because you didn't see it on the branches, you kept quiet. That's what the devil planned you to do. As you open your mouth and say what you are supposed to say, God will honor you. What does it mean to prophesy? What was David doing? Winning before you fight. Winning before you fight. Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. It's not a good fight if you're going to lose. So winning, you will fight. But you have determined how the thing will end. You've determined how that child that's problematic will end. Amen. You've determined how that business will happen. You've determined it. Number three, it means declaring the end from the beginning. Declaring the end from the beginning. When you are behaving like that, who are you emulated? God. He says, I do nothing until I tell my prophet, my servant, the prophet. God does nothing except he has said it. It was because of prophecy that the Red Sea parted into two. It was because of prophecy that Jordan opened. Because of prophecy that dry bones lived again. How will you end? How will the situation end? Please, how much will they take from you? I want to pay. When the doctor said, my wife and I will not have children, right in front of them, we were saying, no, 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 no. We are not the ones you are talking to. I didn't even know deeply what I know today, but I replied, the person is a Christian too. You could hardly be a doctor in those days if you were not a Christian. From medical school, you had a fellowship. But he didn't have the revelation I had. To the glory of God today, not even, I don't have anything against artificial, I pay for people to go for artificial insemination. But as God will have, we didn't even have the money. And the four of them look like me. Amen. People have prophesied to the wind, to the earth, to trees. But you keep quiet. Say, God, don't do something about it. As you open your mouth tonight, God will honor you. You will see wonders. I am not preaching to you so that you get excited today alone. That's the way to live. Faith is not a spare tire that you pick on when your tire goes down. No, that's the way to live. 2 Corinthians 4:13. There's a spirit that faith has. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, if you read contextually, it was talking about Old Testament. According to what was written, I believe, therefore I spoke. Okay? You don't keep quiet. I believe, therefore I spoke. We also in the New Testament, we believe, therefore we speak. Whether you are operating the Old Testament or New Testament, you must speak. You must speak. Remember the Lugbe land? The owners didn't want to sell it. I can give you many testimonies. But I just remember that. It shocked me that my great mentor told me. When you get to Abuja, just speak. Branch on the land and speak. Ah, I'm thinking, I know this thing. And I branched as I was commanded. Even the person that took me there didn't know he was there. And I didn't even enter the land. And I spoke. And I got a call. Come and pay. It was like a joke. The owners told the people we sent that this has never happened before. When they're about to tie the deal, something will happen. The people we sent put the people that came to collect money in the hotel. They said they didn't see Alat. Hey, you must see Alat. Until they signed, they went on with the document. By the way, that was cash, not bank. Cash, not bank. That means nothing to you, but it means everything to me. Praise God. When churches are taking loan, I'm not against loan. But if God has supplied your needs, you don't need to take loan. Praise God. I said, praise God. You will stand out. The dry bone in your life will live again. If you believe, you shout hallelujah, somebody. God curses. Some of you use democracy to operate. You know what people say, what people feel. If you are the devil, how will you deal with you? You will sponsor a thing that, you know, appeals to the mind. In Genesis 12, I want to read from 2 to 3. Genesis 12. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you. So God is a blesser. I will curse those who curse you. So God is a curser. Ah, it's low in this house. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. God is focusing on blessing. But if anybody dear curses you, I will curse them. Many years ago, a mentor of mine was going in a bus. Many years ago. I'm talking about maybe 30 years ago. The conductor spoke to the man anyhow. You know the way they're talking. Wale, 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 wale. And the man didn't like it. Brought a horsewhip. Wiped. And in 1 minute, the man began to urinate on himself. Ah, the guy said, one guy preached earlier in the bus. Said, ah, the boy is just a conductor. Don't. He said, ah, who put your mouth in this thing? When I get to the bus stop, I will show you who I am. And phew! With the man also. Everybody was expecting the man to urinate. He said, in the name of Jesus, I command the two hands, not one, the two hands that you have to wither. According to my mentor, he didn't wait because he was late for school to know. Because when he did what he did, he picked up his Bible and wanted to go. The driver was begging him. If you notice, that man is not a pastor. In the history of the world, you don't see Christians that are powerless like the Christians that are listening to me right now in the 21st century. No power. I'm not talking about something that comes to challenge your faith. You can't even dare it because nobody told you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. After this service, the power of the highest will be operating you. I went to dedicate a building not too long ago. And the family brought their children to me. And after dedicating the building, they said, oh, the lady has, they showed me that impediment. Oh. I said, this reminds me of the first miracle in my ministry. And I told them, the lady rode a bike and da-da-da-da-da. This happened. I said, what I just did now, by laying hands on you, every one of you can do it. Because the Bible says this sign shall follow those who believe, not pastors. When they lay hands on the sick begins to recover. That's why I brought out a brother and his mom that he prayed for her on the phone to let you know you can do it. An average believer is doubting the testimonies before sharing, not knowing that he has the power to do it. I pray for you. You will torment what is tormenting you. After the service, you will trouble what is troubling you. Can I have an amen that will remove this roof, somebody? If the curse of Balaam will not work, why did God have to release an angel to block the road? Why will a donkey need to talk? If curse are not true. A lot of people listening to me are dealing with, you are in Christ Jesus, but you are dealing with a curse situation. Yoruba says, Adakeja Biekwe. And the person that God will use for you, you are busy fighting. That's your pastor. I'm not saying you are fighting me. I'm just talking. The devil doesn't want you to be connected. Mike Pondok says something I want to remind. He said, if you are the devil, how will you plan for you? Pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you stand out. No curse will work on you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Do you know God remember that he has blessed Adam? He didn't curse Adam because the ground. You know, I don't know who I was talking to yesterday. I said, you want a man. I'm out of time. You want a man. You want to see another side of a man. Touch his work. God touched the work of Adam. He said, the ground shall bring thorns and thistles. You will hustle. Before Adam, when he was sucking oranges and he threw the seed down, orange tree. But now, he will even plant oranges. He will bring out thorns. When God smelled the offering of Noah, he said, I won't curse the ground again. So it depends on where you fall into. Check that out in Genesis 8. He said, I won't curse the ground again. It depends on where you fall into. As a woman, you are cursed. In childbirth, you will labor, you will this. My wife never did all of that. It depends on where you fall into. Every man, according to his own order, 1 Corinthians 15:32. Every man, according to his own order. In fact, if my wife prays for you and says, like the Hebrew woman, when you start seeing a sign, quickly go to the hospital. Glory be to God. But why did I explain that to you? God cursed the ground for Adam's sake. God curses. The fruit they ate was from the ground. God went to the root of the matter and spoke. Ah, ground, you couldn't revolt. Spoke to the ground. You can curse that sickness. You can cause a poverty circumstance. I'm not saying you look at a man, hey, pastor, I said that you can no go better for it. That's the one I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you that you can curse what the Bible doesn't say. The Bible says every tree that my father has not planted must be uprooted. Don't be a fool. Don't just keep quiet. That's what I'm saying. Glory be to God. Some children called Elijah, they called him bald head. He cursed them. And two bears came out and ate all of them. What is Goliath? It's a giant problem. Something bigger than you. What is Goliath? A problem that instills fear in you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Fear has been defined by Christians, false evidence appearing real. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything that the Father has not said concerning you is now on the floor. Any tree my Father has not planted is now uprooted concerning you. Whoever is mocking your prayers and laughing at you, we will soon laugh at them. If you believe in a threefold amen, somebody. As you speak, the Lord will judge your adversaries. God will use your words. In Jesus' precious name. You're going to rise to your feet and pray a prayer. See every power. Can you make it louder? Are you afraid? That is a sign to ridicule me. In the name of Jesus. Die! Pray the prayer. Command. Instruct. You shall decree a thing, and the thing shall be established. Every power. That's a sign. Go to the root of the matter. I may not address what you're going through, but address the source. Any power assigned to intimidate you, let them die. I know why you're not praying. You have another power apart from the power of God. That's okay. That's okay. If you need to leave your seat, you better leave your seat. Not everybody is here for the reason why you're here. Every power that is assigned to ridicule me, let them die. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Any enemy, can you make it louder? Staying up late to curse me. I command in the name of God. Let that curse backfire. Pray that prayer. Mention what you do. Mention your name. Mention the next thing you want to do. Let that curse backfire. Some of you dream dreams. Once you see a woman, you lose your pregnancy. And you are keeping quiet. Any enemy that is staying up late to curse me, I command in the name of Jesus, let that curse backfire. That thing, let it backfire. Thank you, friend. In Jesus' precious name, you're going to pray from your heart. Say everything wrong in my body. Can you make it louder? Be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. You're not praying to God, you're speaking to your body. It's possible they've never told you anything. But anything wrong, anywhere. Come on, pray that prayer. Spend some time praying that prayer. Pray from your heart. It's good to write prayer points now. But pray with finality. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Let me say this to you. Sickness is not from God. It's from Satan. Hallelujah. There are some things you don't fully understand on this side of heaven. It may be your mistake. It may be something God has been telling. It may be that God wants you to discover something. I don't know what it is. But, no. God does not teach by sicknesses. You're going to pray where you are. Say in the name, this is the second time you're going to pray this prayer. Say in the name of Jesus, everything wrong in this body, be healed in the name. Pray that prayer. If you like, be looking at me. If you like, pray the prayers. In Jesus' precious name we pray. The third time you're going to pray this prayer, you're going to touch your body. Say in the name of Jesus. That's not everybody. Anything wrong in his body? Be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Ah, you're coming back with the testimony. Your words are going to the root of the matter. Anything. The doctors talking to you, they are sick themselves. Sickness is not from God. Anything sick in this body, anything wrong with this body, be healed now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah. In the spirit of Proverbs 4:18, let my life move up. Let my life move up. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer. Let my life move up. Speak to yourself. Measure your name. Measure your city. Say, move.